Will you stand and turn to your hymn book, page 234, and we'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Well, I am not Ginger Bartlett. I'm her lovely daughter. No, she's home late. My dad had a little surgery on Thursday, and so they're home resting and recovering from that. So I told her I would fill in, but I probably won't do as good as her, but I'll try, okay, Brendan? Okay, good. I thought this morning we would talk about traditions. Do you all have Christmas traditions that you do in your house? First of all, what is a tradition? Do you know, Brendan? Yeah. Miss Dana says it's something you do every year. It's something that you repeat and you do. Like for us, a tradition in this church is when you guys collect change after Kids Corner for Jeremiah. It's a tradition. It's something that we do. Well, I thought I would share a couple traditions with you. Okay. Now, first of all, I'm going to start with Eric. When Eric was growing up, the night before Thanksgiving, right? Is that right? The night before Thanksgiving? Well, actually, but it's your tradition. Correct me if I'm wrong. They would have a come-as-you-are party, and they would go and pick up Eric's grandma and great aunt, and they would be in their pajamas, and they would pick him up and bring him back to the house, and they would decorate the Christmas tree and have eggnog and sing fun Christmas songs. And that was a tradition that they did. Is that right? That's one of his best memories growing up, was the come-as-you-are party. They still talk about it today. Now, in my family, one of our best traditions, you would know it would involve food. My mom makes the best homemade noodles of anyone. Yeah, that's one of our best traditions. Isn't it good, Stephen? And brownies. Yeah, she makes good brownies too. But egg noodles, homemade egg noodles, that's our tradition. A couple years ago, she decided, oh, you know, we're all grown up. I'll just buy them at the store. How well do you think that went over? Not very good. That's right. So she learned her lesson. She knew that that was such a strong and important tradition of our family that she spends so much time making those noodles, and she knows how much we love them and appreciate them. She's never bought noodles again. She makes them, and hopefully, Mom, if you're listening on the radio, we'll have them again on Christmas. Okay, I had to throw that in there. But you know what's really neat about Pastor Eric's family and my family growing up was the best tradition of all was that we celebrated Jesus' birth. Okay, we were really blessed growing up that we could celebrate Jesus' birthday. That was really, really important. In fact, our parents taught us that that was the reason for Christmas. It's not about Santa and the presents. It's about Jesus and the fact that God gave us the best gift that any of us could ever receive, and that is Jesus. So as we celebrate this week and you go to your families and grandparents and aunts and uncles and you go through your traditions, you go through all your traditions, just keep in mind that the reason that we're celebrating this week is God's gift to us, and that's the baby Jesus. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much. You are really an awesome God, and we just thank you that you thought of us enough to give us the best gift of all, and that was your son, Jesus. Let us remember him this week, and although getting gifts and eating egg noodles and all that stuff is fun, God, let us make sure that we remember the real reason for this week, and that is Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.